Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
And we're the Daves.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 6th of January, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Uksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, it's the first show of the year. It's 2017. I got a bit of congestion. I'm sounding very FM today, so let's just go with that. Shindig semifinals are starting again on Tuesday, so we'll do a little preview of that. And the rest of the hour is just whatever the heck comes up. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, we got snow again today.
There's my voice. There it is.
Yeah, we had a little snow today. Buses got stalled. SkyTrain took forever. So I'm glad I got here at all. Let's just lower that down there. Let's just do that. Oh, hi. Hi, how are you? It's good to be here. Gotta love it. Let's start off with some music. Our dear friend Diana Squires, local actor, director, producer, writer, and recording artist. She recorded a cover of a great song called River, which is basically, it's a Christmas song. And I know Christmas is over, but if you're Russian or Ukrainian or of the Eastern Orthodox religion or still follow the Julian calendar, then your Christmas is tomorrow. So it is appropriate. So, let's just listen to it. It's a great song. It's Diana Squires, The River.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river I couldn't skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I couldn't skate away on. I wish I had a river so long teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me. He put me loved me so naughty, it made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and sad. I'm gonna lose the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Long I'd teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. from the hills. Cold, cold was the wind. Warm, warm were your lips out there on that ski trail. A change of scene was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found the love that I couldn't ignore.
What is this, easy listening lunch hour? Oh, my goodness, things have really mellowed out around here. That was Reed Jameson doing a cover of the classic 50s hit Canadian Sunset. And then Alison MacDonald doing another cover of a 60s hit, Walking After Midnight. And Diana Squire starting off stuff with River. Well, what do you know? Why don't we just take a break and sort of reassess where we're at? And maybe come back with something a little more lively.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
The Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion, if approved, would create decades of intensive carbon emissions with the transportation of fossil fuels from Edmonton to Burnaby. The federal government and the National Energy Board are set to announce their decision on the expansion in December. An approval of the project would actively work against Trudeau's commitment to a 1.5 degree limit on global temperature rise and would also put our local ecosystem at risk. If you'd like to get involved in the fight against Kinder Morgan pipeline, check us out at ubcc350.org. That's ubcc350.org.
If you say what you want to say. The humanitarian organization for providing empowerment, also known as HOPE, aims to work in partnership with marginalized societal groups in a way that shows awareness and respect for their backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs. We host mentorship programs for inner-city students, warmth of winter outreach programs for homeless residents of Vancouver, and annual conferences to challenge the stigma around various societal issues.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourage students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
So Shindig is back for the semifinals starting on Tuesday night, January 10th. That's at Pat's Pub in sunny downtown East Side. So the nine bands that made it through the first rounds are coming up for the next 3 weeks. And we're going to start out on Tuesday with these three groups. They are, in the order you're going to hear them, Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair. So we'll start off with Devours.
Singing from town to town.
So that's Prison Hair, and they're going to be performing along with Mark Mills and Devours, who we just heard from, and that's at Tuesday night at Shindig, semifinals starting out. Let's see, the show begins, I think it's around 9 o'clock. It's at Pat's Pub at the Patricia Hotel at Hastings and Dunleavy, just a couple of short blocks east of Main Street. It costs $6 to get in, and all the usual great stuff going on along with it. Andy's going to host. He's doing a fabulous job with that. So don't miss it. Tuesday night, Shindig, semifinals, first night. So a couple of weeks ago, was it last week? I guess it was last week. Last week or the week before. Anyway, we played a song from Mecha Normal's new CD. And what do you know? They actually posted a thank you note on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So because they did that, I'm going to play another one. How many now? Did I say it was Mecha Normal? I did, didn't I?
From where the snow fell. تصحيح المسار ده مش هروب ده مش هروب ده تصحيح المسار ده مش هروب ده مش هروب ده تصحيح المسار ده مش هروب ده مش هروب مش هروب
So that is a duo originally from Egypt, from Alexandria, and they live in Vancouver now, and they're doing that. They're doing, it's described as melodic black metal. They're called Massive Scar Era. They're two Egyptian women, Shireen Amir and Nancy Mornier, and... they just released this four-song disc called 30 Years, Massive Scar Era. So, look out for them. That was something. That was really, really something. Let's talk about what's going on around town. January 20th, which is 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, Friday, January 20th, the Fringe Cabaret End of the World Party is taking place. This is a time where about 15 local artists, lots of Fringe Festival alumni, including Tara Travis, Jason McDonald, Andrew Bailey, Jeff Leard, Mark Hughes, they're going to be putting on an apocalyptic good time. It's called the End of the World Cabaret, and the tagline reads, pull up your bootstraps, dust off your radiation suits, come on down for leg-shaking dance moves, eye-popping spectacles, and gut-busting shenanigans. In an evening of comedy, storytelling, magic, circus, burlesque, and more. 15 artists participating. The first 20 people through the door get a free picture of David Suzuki looking disappointed. You all want to get one of those. It costs $16.50 to get in. You can get tickets at theaterwire.com, which is the new name of the organization that runs the Fringe Festival. And that's happening January 20th, 8 o'clock at Studio 1398 on Granville Island, right upstairs from where the Fringe Festival box office is during the Fringe. So if you want more about that, go to theaterwire.com. And we'll see you at the Fringe Cabaret in a couple of weeks. Now, we've also got another event going on tomorrow night that you won't want to miss. It's another late-night double feature from Spectral Theater. And if you are not familiar with Spectral Theater's late-night double feature, you got to get in on this because it's a great event. It is live radio drama, radio comedy, radio performance. In front of a live audience, in the back room at Slickety Jim's, also called Skinny Fat Jacks. And they produce original material, the Grimsfield radio players. They dress up in appropriate attire, talk into old-fashioned microphones, and provide sound effects and give you that whole radio play experience. It is a lot of fun. Up on the schedule this week, it's The Adventures of Ulfgar the Terrible and Sia the Bold, Module 15, Once, Twice, Three Times Murder. That is a long title, but it's a good show. Listen to A Tale of High Adventure, join Ulfgar, the greatest swashbuckling pirate in the known world, and Sia, his sharpshooting elfin companion, as they quest to solve just who has been murdering all the adventurers in Baton. And so that goes on, starts at 8 o'clock. A venue opens at 7. There will be food and drink served, and tickets to get in are only $10. So check that out tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock at the back room at Slickety Jim's, 3475 Main Street. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll give you a look at what's happening on the audition line.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to audition for everything. First up is a scene work class with Bob Fraser, local actor and director, regular at Bard on the Beach, and also with... I can't think of the name of his company, and he's going to kill me for that. But, you know, they did Our Town a couple of years ago, and Bob is great. Bob is fantastic. He's very knowledgeable. He's and very friendly and easy to work with, and this is going to be a really interesting exercise. It's a two-day workshop happening in Port Moody at the Port Moody Arts Center on St. John Street in a couple of weeks, January 21st and 22nd, so that's Saturday and Sunday. They are going to be specifically looking at a play called Yerma by Federico Garcia Lorca. And the brief rundown of it here is: a remote Spanish village, Yerma, a woman full of love and passion, longs for a child but is unable to conceive. This compelling and elemental tale of a woman's quest for a child taps into some of the most universal themes of theater: love, passion, sexuality, and marriage. Join Bob Fraser for this unique walk through Lorca country. During the two-day workshop, scene by scene, you will reach into the roots of this extraordinary play. If you're a member of Expect Theater, the charge, it says to be determined. There is an early bird price of $125, and the regular price is $155. If you don't want to participate but just want to audit the class, it costs $80. So if you want to know more, go to expecttheater.ca. And that's all one word, expecttheatre.ca, and we will link that up on our own Facebook page. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to click on share. Let's see here. Where are we going? Okay. You know what? I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it in a minute. I'll just read the rest first. Also, coming up, Capilano University is looking for actors for a short film. It's called Danger Close, and they're going to be shooting on that same weekend, January 19th, 20th, and 21st. They will be auditioning on January 13th and 14th at the Bosa Center for Film and Animation at CapU. Let's see here. Danger Close is an action comedy about two co-workers that push paperwork for the CIA. When their office is unexpectedly attacked by mass mobsters, they have to decide between hiding or making a daring action movie escape. So if you're interested in that, there's an email address, dangerclosefilm@gmail.com, and they will send you a copy of the script. Stage 43 in Coquitlam doing Daniel McIver's Bingo. This is a story about five folks who are coming together for their 30th high school reunion. So needless to say, all characters are in their late 40s. So you got to be able to play something like that. They highly recommend that you read the play before you go to audition. The performances will be happening from April 27th to the 6th of May. And the auditions are on Sunday in Coquitlam. Deep Cove Stage Society doing another Daniel McIver. This one's Marion Bridge. That'll be up in Deep Cove in March and April. The auditions are also this weekend. And let's see here. They're looking for three women who can believably play three sisters in their 30s and 40s. Two Fly Productions doing Robin Hood, Prince of Tees, a burlesque musical. Auditions this weekend, January 8th and 9th, for a performance in April and May. Metro Theaters doing Jimmy Chin, Straight and Narrow. Auditions on January 9th and 10th, performances in April and May. Looking for four males and three females. Fraser Valley, Gilbert and Sullivan Society doing A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. And that is a show that's going to be running in May. At the Crosswoods Church, which is formerly the Clova Cinema in Cloverdale. The auditions for that are on January 12th. Theater Under the Stars, Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park. They have announced auditions for their summer season. They'll be producing Mary Poppins, along with The Drowsy Chaperone, the Tony Award-winning play. Couple of really fun shows. So lots of opportunities for singers and dancers and actors in those two shows. The auditions are going to be at the end of the month, the middle of the month, January 14th to 19th at Malkin Bowl. The performances happen from July 7th to August 20th with a possible holdover to August 27th. tuts.auditions@gmail.com if you want to know more about that. Another Daniel McIver. This one is How It Works, produced by the Opening Night Theater Society in Mission. They're looking for three women and one man. That audition is happening January 15th for performance in May. Deep Cove Stage Society doing The World Goes Round, a celebration of the legendary Broadway songwriting team of Cantor and Ebb, including songs from Chicago, Cabaret, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Funny Lady, New York, New York, directed by friend of the show, Peter Zednick. And that audition is January 15th. We got to run through these now because we are rapidly running out of time. Admiral Pig is doing Little Years by John Mighton, auditioned on January 15th in Maple Ridge. Theater West Van doing the 39 Steps in April. That audition is January 15th in West Vancouver. White Rock Players doing Ken Ludwig's Leading Ladies in June. And that audition is Sunday, January 22nd in White Rock. And the auditions for 12 Angry Men are coming up at the end of the month. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen doing the all-male version of that play. And that's it. That's our show. Thanks so much for spending your lunch hour with us. Our Dave Radio shout-out this week goes to friend of the show, John Taylor, who will be receiving a very special award for his volunteer work, not only at United Players in the Jericho Arts Center, but not just in theater, but in a whole range of artistic and academic areas, John Taylor. John Harris, excuse me, John. I got my Johns mixed up. John Harris, very generous man, very worthy recipient of this award. Also coming up, we've got sports this weekend. Did I keep the sports listings? There it is, right there. We've got hockey tonight. The UBC Thunderbirds playing against